The Edge, Dom Megan Randall. Suzanne Macefield has written her very first book. It's called Eddie Motion and the Tangible Magique. She is very talented and has a number of impressive skills. Suzanne, what other things do you do?
I'm a body-mind analyst, which means I can read like the shape of the face, and it gives me all different aspects about the type of personality.
What are you getting on, Dom?
Oh, you look all right. You're very interested in things, so you like to get your nose into everything and find out the nitty-gritty of everything.
Oh, just because he's got a big nose. That's
I'm being nose-shaped.
But he's quite tough on himself.
Very much so.
So, you know, just different features show different things, but actually you're quite sensitive, even though you're quite naughty sometimes.
Oh my God, you've nailed this. Hang on. You've absolutely nailed that. Wow. I would describe Dom as that, like, exactly.
I'm not that sensitive, though.
You are sensitive.
That's why you're naughty.
No, yeah. I'm not sensitive. I'm afraid we're going to have to agree to disagree.
I think he's getting sensitive about being sensitive.
What about Meg? What can you tell us about her?
Where do I look? Well, she's got such a big heart, and she's actually very ambitious. But she's very flexible. She'll go with what's going on, but she's also got a very strong, determined chin. So she's not a pushover, but she's very flexible.
Wow! How can you get all that from just looking at someone's face?
Well, that's just a quick read.
Wow. What about Randall? Loves teeth whitening, obviously.
You're fascinating.
Can't see the top of his head, but...
Wait a minute. So he's wearing a cap. Why do you need to see the top of his head?
Oh, it's the shape of the face. The whole shape of the head, the shape of the face, the way the body moves. Okay. So
he's trying to look like Jesus.
Another sensitive one, very creative. But you like to, although you're really creative, you like to compartmentalise things. You like to actually have them fit in a place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he's an over-explainer.
He overthinks things. He likes people. He really likes people. Money is a bit iffy with money sometimes.
What do you mean he's a bit iffy with money?
Well, he'd be very over-generous.
Yes.
And then maybe hold on to it and realise a bit too late that he's given away too much.
Oh my God, this is so crazy.
I just can't say no when people want to sign me up as charity.
You talk about that a lot.
Damn it, I don't want to help cure kids.
I mean, I've got natural intuitive abilities anyway, so what I've learnt traditionally with, you know, I've traditionalised my natural intuition so that it made it logic and people couldn't just say, oh, you're a witch or something like that. Because I used to do this when I was a little girl before I knew exactly.
Really? Yeah. Wait, so this is not something that can be taught?
Some parts of it can.
Right.
You know, most people have intuitive level. Some people are more logical, you know. So I have a very high intuitive level, you know.
Oh, my God.
Wow. We're going to get Producer Chan. Can you come into the studio, please?
Producer
Alex.
Love this stuff. This is so fascinating. Yeah, okay, Chan.
Okay, first of all, Chan, step up to the mic.
Okay, where we go?
Here, babe.
She's looking really dead into my eyes.
But just don't let the teeth throw you. He only just got those fixed like last week.
A week ago they were appalling.
Face me. Mm. Again, very high ambition, high heart energy, but you give that a lot to your family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he does.
Yeah, it's a lot to your family.
Suzanne, you are bang on. He literally pays the mortgage on his parents' place where he lives.
To you? I feel like we've been set up.
This is producer Alex.
Hello. Your biggest challenge is going to be burnout. You're going to have to watch that energy-wise.
Okay.
Yeah, because she's always so
energetic. Yeah. My boyfriend always says
that. Yeah, because you could blow a fuse quite easily just from the... Because you've got a very high vibration, so you're very idealistic, but you also like to put that out in the world. Again, another sensitive one with a lot of creativity, but your biggest challenge is burnout, so you need to pace yourself.
She goes at like 100 mile an hour like every day.
Yeah. And then I have huge falls. Yeah. You guys don't see those.
So press pause throughout.
Oh my God. I don't want to be there to pick up the pieces.
I will be.
Have your crash.
I'll be there.
Right, that's fascinating.
And then the facial recognition thing that you do, can you do it with like toddlers in terms of like say my son Ty, he's only one, so he's not speaking and stuff, but could you look at him and then sort of work out what type of person you think he's going to be when he's older?
Yeah, you can do. And you can also look at, you know, what may be some of their challenges and where you could sort of potentially help them and things like that. And that's why, you know, for me, with what I do, the book is all about, it's about helping children, but it's actually about helping people connect back to themselves and learn how to manage simple things, emotional things.
Yeah. All right. Hey, well, it's been fascinating having you in here this morning.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it. It's been lovely.
It's remarkable.
Well, all the best with the brand new book, Eddie Motion and the Tangible Magique.
Yes, you can. Birkenhead... Paperplus has said that they will post it to anywhere in New Zealand.
Oh, great.
So you can phone up Birkenhead Paperplus. And we have a book signing there on Saturday.
Cool. Suzanne Masefield, thank you so much for coming in.